said that next level of activism would be going from the digital world to the streets. And that makes me think immediately of the Arab Spring of 2011, Tahrir Square in Cairo specifically, where social media practically became the Evite to a revolution. We're talking a wide range of people fed up with living under the thumb of dictators and their regimes. But what if you care about that as an issue, but you don't live in Egypt anymore? Lauren Ober of station WAMU has a story of one Egyptian woman who took part in the Tahrir Square protests in 2011, but she now lives in the U.S. where she's waging a virtual battle.
Amira Mikhail's pastime is a grim one. For the past 2 years, she's been documenting acts of violence against Christians in the Middle East, listing episode after violent episode on her website, sectarianattacks.com.
Christian man shot by unknown assailants in Luxor. ISIS takes 90 Assyrian Christian hostages in Syria. Orthodox church in Haifa attacked and raided by unknown assailants.
Mikhail is a 28-year-old Christian, the daughter of an Egyptian father and an American mother. She began her project in August 2013 after angry mobs attacked Coptic churches. The attacks were retaliation for the deadly raids on Muslim Brotherhood sit-ins in support of the ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Mikhail says her website was something she could do from her perch in the U.S.
It became widely used and referenced and has launched to a project called Ishhed, which means testify. And that marked my beginning of my time here in the U.S., of just being actively involved in something that I might never have even thought of had I still been on the ground.
Growing up, Mikhail split her time between Egypt and the U.S., which accounts for her accent. When the uprising began in 2011, she was living at her family's home not far from the presidential palace in Cairo. She didn't take part at first, but by the 18th day of the protests, she says she had to join in.
And I remember telling my brother and sister, I'm like, look, I don't care if you guys want to go or not, and I don't care that we look American, and I don't care that there's xenophobia. I'm going down there. So if you want me to be safe, then you better come with me.
And that day was the day Hosni Mubarak was forced to resign after 3 decades in power.
I remember running into that crowd, and the elation, right, the excitement is unforgettable.
The elation didn't last. A month later, she joined a rally in Tahrir Square for women's rights. Women had been vocal in Egypt's revolution, and now men were gathering to shout them down.
So we joined an angry group of women who were standing their ground, completely surrounded by hundreds of men who were screaming at us.
Mikhail left that rally scared and discouraged. But she says the feeling of that day cemented in her the need to push for change in Egypt, though now she's doing it from the outside. She's a second-year law student at American University's Washington College of Law in D.C., focusing on international justice. She says leaving Egypt in 2013 was hard, but it was also a relief.
There's this element of, I know I need to get out for a while. I know that I need to heal. It was a very damaging few years. I mean, those 18 days were fine, you know. It was the years after the process.
Mikhail needed a break, but she also wanted to acquire some new skills. Even though many Egyptian Christians have supported the country's military-led governments, she wants to return to Egypt as a legal advocate, pressing for democratic reform.
The biggest driving factor in my life is Egypt. When your whole life becomes driven by a cause and a belief, to be away from the environment feels suffocating.
For now, Mikhail has her website to keep her connected to Egypt. And with the growing number of ISIS assaults on Christians in the region, it's keeping her busy. For The World, I'm Lauren Ober in Washington.